This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:08 on
Monday. You okay over there?
I'm great. Just super. Just not good at this yet.
Happening.
I was just trying to move on, Vinny.
All right.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday. Things are going splendidly. Get off my throat. Get your foot off my throat.
That's on your throat.
That's what I'm talking.
I'm not talking to you. I don't know what you're talking about.
You get your foot off my throat. You both are standing on my throat. Hey, everyone. It's super calm. Is it going to be a nice day? I don't think so. I think we're going to get a little bit of rain.
Highs in the 50s to low 60s.
But Wednesday's the big day for the rain this week. So
sounds like it.
Yeah. Sounds like we might be able to drive ourselves to work the next.
And by the way, there's still more snow expected too.
Good. That's great. All the snow we can get, right?
I heard someone from the resort saying, "Please God, no more."
Oh boy.
They really are having trouble.
Well,
like
maybe they'll be happy on the 4th of July when people are still up there skiing.
Oh, you bet.
Nice long season. They could use it. But it would be nice if right now, while there is snow, people could actually get up there to enjoy it. All right, let's do the music charts. On Fridays, we listen to all the new music, and it's just great. And then a week and a half later on the Monday, we find out if any of those new releases charted and what's going on with that. So here we go. This is the Billboard 100. At number 10 is Beer Bongs and Bentleys. This is Post Malone.
Wow.
33,000 copies. What are you wowing?
I love this song.
You're telling me it made the top 10?
Mm-hmm.
It's been out forever,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of stuff on here that's been out forever. And then there's also 5 new albums. I know. It's crazy.
I mean, this guy, though, he's charting still.
Oh, yeah.
And is that album a year old?
I don't know.
Let me look it up.
I feel like he had a couple. Was Rockstar the other? Was that the name of the? This one's the most recent, but there's one other. That was not that long ago either. So anyway, 33,000 copies of this. Brand new.
Rockstar is on that album.
Oh, Rockstar's on Beer Bongs and Bentleys. Mm-hmm. That's not the name of it. What was the? Okay. So this one's been out for a long time.
April 27th, 2018.
So almost a year old. Still killing it. 33,000 copies. 10th place.
The picture for this album, he doesn't have a tattoo on his forehead, and he doesn't have the always tired under his eyes.
Oh, boy, those are all recent
additions.
And
he's got long hair.
It's funny, I feel like he's had the always tired on his eyes for a long time, but I guess he just realized he was always tired. Looked in the mirror and went, Jesus.
Those bags are still there.
Yeah, maybe I'll tattoo something on those bags, and it'll make them go away a little bit. I'll get always tired. That'll be good. New at number 9 is Kehlani. 34,000 copies of While We Wait. Kehlani's a local girl. Coming in at number 8 is A Boogie with the Hoodie. And his record is called Hoodie SZN. 37,000 copies of this. Oh, for God's sake. No. Forget it. Stop.
Does he sing at all or
no?
Go
away.
No.
This can't be the whole thing, really.
This is it. Well, congratulations.
I like the first part better.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like we all know the.
You guys really are making it a better song by doing that.
Thank you.
I like it.
Okay. I've really heard enough of that. Let's move on to number 7. It's a debut in 7th place from Little Pump. Harvard with an E dropout. Oh, God. 48,000 copies of that moved. Gary Clark Jr. His record debuted in 6th place. It's called This Land, and it sold 54,000 copies. The Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack sold 61,000 copies. Good for 5th place.
You watched it again over the weekend. Did you love it more the second time? Or was that the third time?
That was only the second time.
Okay.
It was good. I really like it. To me, it's a super solid movie. Everybody at my house was bitching about it.
Oh, no. What I know. They
They're tough, though.
They
man.
Are tough.
You're,
I was like, I go, are you guys sure that if you were watching this by yourself, you wouldn't just like it more? Are you sure you guys aren't just breeding discontent as you both can't stop talking during it?
That's
the Johns
the problem.
Are just so brutal.
They're brutal. And they take away the joy.
All the joy.
Of watching a show. Like, even last night, I'm like, shh.
What were you guys watching last night?
Star Trek.
Discovery. Oh.
I like solid criticism, but the easiest thing in the world to do is to say something sucks.
Mm. Yeah.
That gets annoying.
They weren't
when
saying
you're like,
that it sucked. They were saying, I wish they had done more with this. That didn't happen. That song came out before this. That song wasn't even out when that happened.
Well,
it was just very, and then, you know, they didn't,
nitpicky.
They were super nitpicky, and they just spiraled down this thing where nothing positive was said about it, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go to sleep here on the couch.
Sheesh.
I know. Anyway, the Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack sold another 61,000 copies for fifth place. Brand new at number four is Offset. His solo record, Father of Four, sold 89,000 copies. Well, who's that? Is that him singing? It's got to be someone else.
Of course it's not him singing. It's CeeLo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. It's like, that sounds great. I mean, in comparison. Also new at number three, Gunna debuts in third place with Drip or Drown 2, 90,000 copies. And by copies, I mean streams and singles sold, because this is how they count albums now. Ugh, for God's sake.
Turn it up. I can't
no.
hear it.
Who wants to? Are you glad we turned it up? Do you
yes.
feel better about it? Ariana Grande's Thank You Next is number two, 116,000 copies of that. I want it. I got it. I won it. I got it. And at number one, back on top of the charts, thanks to its win at the Oscars, I guess, A Star is Born soundtrack sold 128,000 copies. And after 1,000 years on the charts, it's back at number one.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, Billboard 200.
Apparently that moment at the Oscars was the moment.
Oh,
so
boy. Oh, boy.
I didn't see it.
They looked into each other's eyes. And the electricity crackled between them, Vincent. And everyone was sure that they had boned. Okay, there's your top 10.
Sometimes you can just tell, Sarah. That's how we know you and Hooman really kissed. We can just tell that it went down.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Hooman?
Right, Vinny.
Right. It's like on both your faces.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I just can't keep it off my face.
Hear him?
Oh, God.
I'm singing that song that we heard earlier.
That is a good song. Let's sing it together.
We want to sing along with
it. Come on, you guys. Everybody sing.
You guys really sound into each other, see?
Should play it, Brian.
Don't play it. We're doing a great job. Why, you've known that song for years.
I have. I feel like the guy stole it from me. You should sue.
Don't do it anymore. New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
They're back, baby.
Good.
And they're serving up a little history lesson with their latest song and video.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's called The Boys in the Band, and the lesson is the history of boy bands.
Oh.
Which is great. For some reason, Debbie Gibson is also in the video. I'm not sure where she fits in, just that she was also around when the boy bands were happening, I guess. The clip starts out in a classroom, and a teacher, played by Lance Bass from NSYNC, is going to give a history lesson on boy bands.
Huh.
He introduces the Backstreet Boys, who come out as old men, and then he proceeds to school the kids on all the classic boy bands, from New Edition and Boys to Men to One Direction, and the back and BTS. Is that the Korean band?
Yeah, that's correct.
So there's all kinds of cool cameos along the way. In addition to Lance Bass, we also get to see Naughty by Nature, Belle Biv DeVoe, Debbie Gibson.
I have a question.
Yes.
Bryn, did you watch this video and do you approve?
I absolutely
did. They leave out anybody where you're like, how can you leave out?
No, I mean, maybe they did, but they named all the big hot ones that, you know, matter
sure.
the most.
Okay.
So.
I mean, Boyz II Men's in there, so.
Right.
Obviously, that's all you need.
BSB, all that. They're mm-hmm. on top of it. Here it is.
This is the song?
This is the song.
I don't like it.
I approve.
I kind of like it.
And that's your boy, Donnie.
Mm. Is he still married to Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah, they're going strong.
And they're happy and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I wonder why she's not in this. Anyway, the new track is part of the 30th anniversary edition of their classic album, Hangin' Tough. That was the big one. So they're reissuing that, and there's a new song called The Boys in the Band on there. I don't know if Debbie Gibson actually did that vocal, but she's the one walking down the school.
Yeah, it didn't look like it as she stopped saying stuff and it continued to go.
Mm-hmm.
So
she kissed, blew you a little kiss. Travis Barker.
Yeah.
Would you ever date him?
Me personally? Yeah. No.
You're into him.
I think he's cute.
You do?
I do. Sometimes I hear
he's talented, but he's not someone that I'm sexually attracted to.
He just looks so dangerous.
Maybe that's why you like him.
Isn't it Shayna Mokler on his neck? He's got like a big lady face on his neck.
Well, they were married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it looks like Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we talked to her when I said, well, who are we talking to? I don't know. I said that to somebody and they go, no, that's his wife. It's not Marilyn Monroe.
But sort of in the look of Marilyn. And she has sort of that look, you know, kind of a pin-up
babe. Or maybe it's the other way. Maybe it is Marilyn Monroe and it's not her.
I
don't know. One or the other.
I don't remember. But
anyway, she's right on his neck. He has, I don't think he has any. Are these face tattoos right here?
Yeah.
They are. Just
his whole head is tattooed, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing it peeking out from under that beanie.
Yeah, he's got a, what do they call that? A skull cap?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. You would know.
I wouldn't do that.
She's been friends with Kourtney Kardashian for a long time.
Friends?
Mm-hmm. Friends. It may have turned sexual, you guys.
No.
And why shouldn't it?
Yeah.
They're saying they're on the verge of taking things to the next level. This is according to Radar Online. Ever since Kourtney's been single, they've gotten closer and closer to the point where he sneakily stays at her place now. So they've always claimed that they're just friends, but supposedly it's developing into something else behind the scenes.
Does he live in that area or something? He must live in Calabasas.
That is possible. I mean, the stars like Calabasas.
How would those two have connected?
I don't know.
They're from completely different worlds.
Well, I read months ago that he posted up that he had a crush on her.
Oh.
On some social media. I forgot what it was.
Hmm. Huh. I was wondering if maybe they have kids around the same age. I think his kids are older than hers, though. Anyway, because sometimes
like
you run into people at school.
It's just such a weird thing to be after a Kardashian.
Well, she's really starting to fall for him, Vinny.
All right.
She says some source.
Hmm.
She's dated a lot. I mean, we've heard some rumors ever since she and Scott Disick broke up. Like, there was some model guy. Of course, there was wasn't there a Justin Bieber rumor, too, where she was boning Justin Bieber?
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, she'd been dating a football guy, football star and model, David D. Duran. But he was based in Miami. And she'd already taken Miami, so she wasn't hanging there.
I don't know that name.
She was not expecting the relationship to go anywhere. Back in December, she was flirting with John Mayer, who seemed very into her. He's like, oh my God, it's a girl and she's talking to me.
John Mayer.
No.
He's a stick and move guy.
Also, Liam Payne from One Direction. A 2-year relationship with that model. This is the model I was thinking of. Eunice Benjima. And some actor who's 21. Hot. Named Luca Sabbat. And now it looks like she and Travis Barker may be hooking up. Good for them. It's wonderful. Actually, I would love to see that.
See what?
Just the two of them together.
All right.
He's like the pinnacle of that sort of, you know, punk pop look. Like, he's sort of got that going on. And she's like so Kardashian. Like, I would love to see them out at a premiere together. Just like the pinnacle of both worlds. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Rami.
Rami.
He just won an Oscar. Rami did for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he's doing an ad for the hotel chain Mandarin Oriental.
Mm.
And it's the theme of it is, I'm a fan.
Do you like it there?
I've never been at the Mandarin Oriental. Nice. I don't even know. So you've stayed there. How many of those are there? Are they all over the place?
I think there's one kind of down the street from us here that I've gone to a few events to.
Oh, the Mandarin Oriental. Wow.
Yeah.
Have you stayed in one? Like, are the rooms fabulous?
Overnight, no, but I did do when they used to have spa services one in the San Francisco one. I went to that. It's good. Oh. You know, it's nice. I mean, look, you know, there's so many great luxury hotels. The Fairmont, the Four Seasons, the Ritz. So does it compete with those three? In my mind, no, not really. But it's nice.
Well, Rami Malek has done a video for them, a promotional piece. I don't know what he got paid or anything, but people are like taken aback a little bit, I guess, by it. Just like, this is getting creepier and creepier. It's called I'm a Fan, and it's become a meme where, like, you know, you're fans of all these things that he's fans of, and then you're also a fan of, well, I'll let you watch it.
Yeah, watch
here's
it.
Here's a
There it is.
That was isn't that lovely? So people are doing memes where they're fans of other things.
That
I'm a fan of being a serial killer.
Oh gosh,
he sold every single one of those except the Mandarin Hotel.
Yeah, I know.
Like that was the
weakest. Like I'm gonna throw this away at the very end.
And I'm a fan of Mandarin Hotel.
Yeah, also that.
And Mandarin.
And I'm a fan of the check that they gave me to do this ad for you.
And I gotta say Mandarin.
Chanel number five.
Mandarin Oriental.
Mandarin.
Yeah, I'm a wicked fan of that. Well, he obviously had to do it all in one take. I mean, there he is. Just it's just right. him in the blurry background
Whatever.
In his purple suit. Oh, I'm a fan of halibut. I'm a fan of halibut. Any other questions?
That's I don't know funny. If there's any point in trying to make it not seem like an ad. Like, dude, you're better off just doing the ad. I don't know what you're...
I'm a fan of mischief.
Shouldn't there have been a music bed underneath that?
No, it's perfect just the way it is.
It is?
Sure. And I'm a fan of Mariner. Leo DiCaprio shared a petition, and now Russia is going to release 100 captive whales.
What?
Say that
just
again.
Just what I said.
I know. I was reading something. Someone just said, 408 says, I'm a fan, quote unquote, symbolizes their logo. It's an Oriental fan.
I get it. I'm a fan.
Oh, what a tie-in.
Oh, isn't that adorable?
So
Super
anyway,
cute.
Repeat what you just said.
Leonardo DiCaprio shared a petition. Uh-huh. And now Russia has agreed to release 100 captive whales.
Why do they have captive whales?
Well, we have captive whales.
For their zoos and their SeaWorlds and stuff.
SeaWorld is captive whales.
Yeah.
Pictured appeared last year of animals being held in captivity on the Pacific coast. They were held in cruel conditions by people who plan to sell them to aquariums elsewhere in the world, like China. And it looks like Vladimir Putin stepped in days after Leo shared this petition online. He had written, please sign this petition and join me in speaking out against the inhumane capture of orcas and belugas in Russia. And now all the whales are going to be released.
Good.
Vladimir Putin.
Who's that?
I'm happy to hear that. I absolutely hate animal abuse. And I just...
And that's Steven Seagal.
Right.
That's correct.
The great Steven Seagal.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
What's coming up with the news, Vin?
I have a ton of stuff, including a guy who faked his own kidnapping in order to get out of some debt, and more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's about 8:40 Monday morning. Coming up at about 9:05, your first chance to qualify for a trip to Hawaii. We're sending someone to Alani, and it could be you. Be here at 9 o'clock.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started today on a new healthy you. Here's what's happening. I said that we're returning to rain probably tomorrow through the middle of the week and into, it looks like, Thursday. Some people are writing, it's raining now. Yeah, I'm you know, the Bay Area is microclimates, so, you know, we're broadcasting a big area, and you might have. So I had a little drizzle on my way in.
It definitely rained at my house last night. Actually, yesterday was supposed to be a sunny day, and it was kind of cruddy, rained on and off all day.
Mm-hmm.
winter.
Yeah, we're dealing with it. It is what it is. Larry Bear. He's the CEO of the Giants. And it looks like he has announced he's taking a leave from the Giants because he was caught on video in an argument with his wife. The video went wide. Looks like she had his cell phone. He wanted it back. And he knocked her out of her seat in order to get it.
It's super drama. It's drama stay, people.
It is drama stay.
It's like you watch it a few times and you're like, what really just happened there?
I actually know her. I wrote her a note. I said, are you okay?
Did she write you back? No, she like, oh, Hooman, thank you so much
for
your
concern. What do you mean you actually know her?
Like, so I'll see her. She's a big society person. She's at every philanthropic event that I go to. She's like a big part of the Zuckerberg's hospital and stuff. She raised a bunch of money for that. So every once in a while she'll reach out and say, hey, we got this going on. Can you promote it or can you attend? And I'll say, yeah, of course.
If you look at that video, it's such a weird, like, they're in the sort of middle of a street almost, it looks like.
No, they're in Hayes Valley.
Where is that?
So, in Hayes Valley, there's this place where there's, like, the juice shop and there's, like,
a
coffee shop. Yeah, it's like a little plaza.
It looks like it's almost roped off, though. Like,
yeah, it is.
It's such a strange, like, it's a chair in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're just sort of arguing over this phone and she sort of throws herself down and they're screaming and...
Well, we don't know what really what happened before someone started shooting that video. I hope
she is saying that everything's been resolved. He is saying everything's been resolved, and yet now he realizes his behavior as the CEO of our San Francisco Giants is unacceptable, and he's taking time away.
Yes, to think about it.
To cure himself or whatever. This story, I just found it as I was getting ready to go on, and I thought, oh. Divorce rates are highest in these cities across the U.S. And I went, oh.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, my goodness.
Where in California are the divorce rates the highest?
I'm going to guess. It's got to be Marin. Hands down.
What city,
none.
Though?
Belvedere or Tiburon.
Oh. Where's Clear Lake?
Oh, it's up north. It's
a city in
straight up in Lake County. Yeah, there's a lake called Clear Lake. It's
Clear Lake is the highest divorce rate in California.
That's bizarre.
Clear Lake.
Why Clear Lake?
The divorce population is 21.4%. Married population, a third.
And never been married is the rest?
Never married is 34.7%.
Huh.
Clear Lake, everyone. I just didn't see that coming.
No, I would have thought, you know, Woodside or Atherton or something.
Colorado's Aspen, that fits. But I don't know a lot of these other states. Have you been to Montana?
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
I did like it. It's where that Yellowstone Club was.
Massachusetts is Wittensville.
Wittensville? I've never even heard of Wittensville.
Wittensville.
Where is it?
I don't know. I'm asking you. You're the Massachusetts girl.
Never heard of it.
Well, all right. Well, Laughlin is Nevada.
Wittensville, it says, is an unincorporated village within the town of Northbridge.
I never heard of Northbridge either.
What?
It's in Worcester County.
Worcester.
Worcester. We know Worcester.
Sure, I know Worcester.
Well, anyway, so Clear Lake. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
It's about 10 miles outside of Worcester.
Worcester.
Clear Lake is?
No. Yeah.
Yes, Clear Lake.
Wittensville.
415 says Lake County is meth central.
That's what they say. I'm just surprised it's divorce central.
Oh, someone else says that. Not surprised. Meth central.
Oh. It's like, I can't be with you anymore. You're on meth.
Well, your teeth are falling out. You got scabs all over your face.
Yeah. I'm going to divorce you now. Oh, you can go do your meth on your own.
And you haven't slept in 3 weeks.
Right. House is real clean, though. Thanks.
Stop.
For cleaning
that this
up.
Next story is about Grandma Judith floating out to sea.
Oh, yeah.
What now?
Most of the stupid selfie stories we get here are of young people doing dumb crap in order to have the best selfie possible of
everybody
all time.
Everybody like me.
The new record. The new cool thing.
Sure.
A grandma from Texas got in on the act. Judith Strang was touring Iceland with her son last week when she saw a big chunk of ice shaped like a throne that had washed up on a beach.
Oh.
She decided to sit on it while her son took a picture. And as she was posing, a large wave rolled in, picked up the chunk of ice, and carried her out to sea.
Oh, boy.
The water was freezing, sure. So if she'd fallen in, hypothermia would have probably killed her.
But it stayed. The throne stayed upright.
Someone in a boat saw what had happened and that it had picked her up. And, by the way, her son got photos.
Oh, thank God. So,
here's the picture of Judith on the ice-shaped throne.
Oh, is this them towing her back in? Mm. Or this is before she was taken out to sea?
I think it's before she went out to sea.
Isn't she adorable?
And there are more pictures of her being saved.
Let's have a look at that.
But so...
Oh, boy, she is really floating out, and it's tipped back. I mean,
old people getting in on the act.
She's the iceberg queen, they're calling her. My grandmother almost got lost at sea in Iceland today, laughing my ass off.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, I'm here for you.
Tell me right now your best selfie.
I don't even know that I have a best selfie. Oh, okay. I know what it is. I know what it is. It's when Neil Schoenschein came in.
That's your best
That's
selfie.
That's my best selfie. It's really one of my only selfies.
Yuzi, what's your best selfie?
When I first started my Instagram account, I took a picture, and I forget why. I think I was laying on the couch, sort of backwards. And I took a picture. Someone took a picture. I don't think I took it. Someone else
then
took
it's
it.
Not
so
a selfie.
That's not a selfie. Well, anyway, it's hot because I'm upside down, and I'm wearing this really low-cut shirt.
Uh-oh.
And it just looks
Where's
like,
that at?
It just looks like this heart. It was really neat.
Oh, your boobs are hanging down towards your neck.
Yeah.
That would be at the very beginning of, you gotta scroll down through all her pictures.
And go to the very, it's probably my first or second
I'm gonna
picture
look at that right now
and
see if I can find it while you continue.
There's a lot of pictures.
Huma, do you have a best selfie?
I mean, I'm looking through.
Oh, you're checking.
Of course you are. Let's see.
I'd say probably the ones of me and my mom are pretty good. Those
are your best selfies.
I mean, I like those, yeah.
So it's still a selfie, even if someone else is in the photo,
sure.
As long as you took it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm terrible at
Aussie.
Selfies. Yeah. I'm not really good at taking pictures of myself.
I have a few with kids, like, losing their minds, crying and stuff. That's pretty
no, that's
good.
Fun.
Those are good selfies.
They're losing their mind.
So there's not some celebrity where you're like, oh, hands down, it's the one of me and Woody Harrelson or... Mm-hmm.
I got a
Me
good
and
one
Michael
with Norman Franti. Lear. That one's good.
Norman Lear.
Did you take it or did someone take it for
I
you?
I took it. I'm looking at it right now. It's my fourth picture I ever posted on Instagram. Mm.
Well.
Good job, buddy.
What do you have one, Vinny? Maybe you and your girl or?
Yeah. My best
one
is the one where I'm on the swings with my daughter. Oh. And I was pushing her on the swings. And then I got her really high, like too high probably, but I needed enough time to get in the swing. And swing opposite her.
Yeah.
So I could take it of me with her behind me.
Oh, yeah.
That is by far my best Aww. Selfie.
You said I'm all the way at the beginning of your account.
You don't see it? I think it might be black and white.
The second one that you put on here is you and two other butts, and you are, I mean, I actually thought you were nude. Vinny,
oh,
look at that
one. Yeah. That's
Can
a
you
good,
see it?
Hold I on. Thought about that one, but that is not
right there.
A selfie because
Oh!
it's me,
what?
Danielle, and Sarah, I believe.
Oh, you're in
oh,
there, Sarah?
I
yeah,
didn't
we're
even
all
know.
Looking out the window. We're leaning over Bryn's desk out the window with our butts pointing out.
Nice.
And I forgot oh, one of the guys.
Here's one
the
of her getting ready for Cinco.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You have some good pictures in here, actually.
But you didn't find
I
the heart one.
I am not seeing the one where her boobs are, unless I'm just somehow unable to spot it, which seems
and
unlikely.
It, actually, it was my first picture. That I used to put up as my profile for my Instagram. If I find it, I'll save it.
All right. Well, anyway.
Lots of pictures of our old interns on here.
And then the other probably selfie that on my list is the day of the proposal with my little kid
yeah,
in between us.
That is a great one.
That was a good one, too. But that's...
What's, is there a story?
But I don't know. It was off of the old lady selfie. Oh. I was just thinking that, you know, everyone's trying to get the best selfie, and I wonder if anybody's got one that they're like, oh, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
I certainly don't have anything where I'm doing something dangerous to get the best selfie. Yeah.
I am not seeing this photo of you, Yuzi.
Come on, okay. Yuzi. Find it for us.
When we go to break, I'll look.
A 36-year-old in Oregon named Jeremy Taylor got stuck in deep snow last Sunday while doing some off-roading. Oh. There was no cell reception, so he curled up in his 4Runner and went to sleep for a while. And then he woke up the next day, and even more snow had fallen.
Oh, no.
And he still couldn't get his SUV unstuck. So he tried to hike to a main road, but had to turn back because the snow was too deep.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever been in too deep a snow?
No.
I was in too deep a snow back, like, in... I went off trail in a snowboard.
Uh-oh.
And ate it in snow that was
it's
too deep.
It's almost like quicksand.
And
the more
I kept
you move.
Sinking. And I had to get flat. I had to somehow get flat in order to get out. And I my board was so deep, and I was just trying to, like, it took an hour to get free.
And it's exhausting
and that's not
and
the
scary.
Exaggerating part. That's, like, I probably would have, it felt like 6 hours.
Yeah.
But it was probably an hour.
Right.
And when I found my friends, like, dude, what's your deal, dude?
I almost died.
I'm like,
you almost
you
died.
Have
you
no
didn't
idea
look
what
for
happened
me.
Back there. Anyway, this guy survived 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck in his Toyota 4Runner?
So he had to turn around from the main road because the snow was too deep. His only choice was to wait in his car and hope someone found him. He ended up stuck being there all alone with his dog for 5 days without any food.
Oh my God, his dog too?
They say he did have 3 packets of Taco Bell fire sauce he left in the car.
Three yeah. packets? Mm-hmm. That's what he ate for 5 days.
He had plenty of water because of all the snow. And he can go a lot longer, apparently.
Without food than without water.
Uh-huh. You know, the hot sauce probably didn't save his life, but that was all he had to eat, so he ate it.
Did he share it with the dog?
Someone in a snow... Probably not. I don't even think a dog would lick it.
A hungry dog would lick it.
Yeah.
Someone on a snowmobile eventually found him on Friday and called 911. He and the dog were both starving, but they were rescued, and otherwise they're going to be okay.
That's crazy. You would actually think that... My fear in that situation would be that my tailpipe was covered because if you kept, you know, if you tried
that's
to use the
car.
That's
one thing they say. And you can
warmth.
Use it for 1 hour at a time as long as that tailpipe is clear.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. What that brings me to the little girls that they found yesterday in Humboldt
County. In Humboldt
County.
What happened?
Thank goodness for the
they
searchers.
Wandered away from home, apparently. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they were.
Well, they asked their mom if they could go out for a walk. She said no.
And they went
they
anyway.
Just, yep. And we're following like a deer trail.
Uh-oh. I was just watching the video of them doing the report of these kids have been rescued. They were out there for a day and a half or 2 days?
44 hours.
Oh, boy.
So.
Like a, what, 8 and 10 year old, 7 and 10 year old?
They're little.
Little sisters.
They're little blondies.
And they just got lost or what happened?
Sounds like it. But I guess they had 4-H training and it helped them survive.
Wow.
And they even had like, what are the bars called? Whatever, granola bars, whatever.
Sure. Cliff bars.
And they found them by seeing the wrappers.
Oh.
The searchers did. I mean, they found them in other ways too, but that was a clue.
They left a breadcrumb trail of wrappers.
The 10 best states to live in if you love sandwiches.
Oh, well.
Who's number one?
Massachusetts.
No.
Best subs ever.
Massachusetts doesn't make the list.
Well, they're crazy.
Pennsylvania's number one. They say mostly because of the hoagie and the cheesesteak.
I'll take a Massachusetts grinder over a hoagie any day.
New Jersey, because of all the Italian deli sandwiches you can get. New York, home to the pastrami sandwich from Cat's Deli. Louisiana has something called po' boys.
The po' boy.
Why do you say it like that?
Po' boy.
Because you know?
Wow, when you go to, it's like a, I think it's like a poor boy. Po' boy. And you have shrimp or.
You've been?
Sure.
You've been to.
Yeah, one time.
Oh.
Not for long.
Illinois has Italian beef sandwiches. Florida, home to the Cuban sandwich. Oh. Maryland, South Carolina for its pulled pork. Maine.
For the lobster roll.
For the lobster.
They're counting that as a sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that is sandwichy.
Yeah.
And Oregon, which I no.
What sandwich in Oregon?
There's not one. I don't know what they're talking about.
And they
about.
Left Massachusetts off? Come
and
on.
Massachusetts is not on the list, Sarah.
Well, it should be.
Our text numbers. Our phone number that you can also text is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. It's odd that you guys are complaining about the family member saying something sucks because that is the entirety of the Billboard list that you guys do every freaking Monday.
Is that we say it sucks? It does.
I don't know.
A lot of it does suck.
I like a lot of the stuff you play.
Oh, really? What, when the country albums are up there in
yes.
the top 10?
248 says, Mandarin Orient is one of the best hotel brands in the world, Human. Some of the best hotels, very few in its class.
Well, I mean,
Mandarin, I'm a fan.
707 says, I'm a fan of the Alice Morning Show.
Aww. Thanks for listening. That's very sweet.
You guys made my day playing Boys in the Band, Heart NKOTB.
Heart NKOTB?
Yeah.
What's the Heart?
New Kids on the Block, isn't that the band?
Heart NK, I see.
Right.
I thought you were saying Heart and.
650 NKOTB. Says, just got back from Vegas and saw the Cirque du Soleil tribute to Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
The show was okay. The music was great. Mm. But now I'm too sickened to hear of this horrific documentary of Michael. Will that go away?
I don't know.
How do you keep that if that's out there?
I really do feel like, you know, the dollars will talk. If people continue to go to the show, it'll continue to perform. I think the BBC is making a big stand not playing any more Michael Jackson. I know it'll be hard at my house to not play. We play Michael Jackson all the time. It's not like R. Kelly. He was easy to give up.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson, it's like a part of my life that
I wonder what that will do for the cover bands.
Michael Jackson. Oh, I have a good friend in one of those bands.
Right. I have a friend who got out of one of them, so
right.
Good for him.
Right.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break and finish up all the texts on the other side. But you can do them on the other side.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.